evening, Mother Truckers everywhere, and welcome to Hot in Orbit Live. It's Thursday, it's the year 3303, it's vaguely around 2030 galactic time, and I am your host, Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and in tonight's show we have the latest news from Hutton Influence Space, an update from the Hot Pit team, a little bit of Flossie, a big bit of Wotherspoon and his digestion, and of course, the ever-present Hobus bit bringing up the tail end of the show.
But for now, the headlines. Has Hutton hauled enough for the hot colon?
Serious problems in Sirius.
Lil Wolf struck down by mysterious milady.
Multi-crew upgrades still stalled.
Mysterious things mystify many. First tonight, the team are waiting with bated breath to discover whether our hot colon effort, the brainchild of Commander Splendor, has deposited enough material to qualify for a new playground for Alvin. A team of commanders supported by the mighty Mobius and his pilots have been trucking travel guides all the way out to Colonia to create a new drinking hole out near Jack's Bar. For those who love their gin from a mug instead of a tall glass. The last lonely refuge for truckers, if the team succeeds, it will provide the latest in pilot recreational facilities, plumbing that actually works, and of course, somewhere to call home away from home. Did we haul enough to qualify? Did we fall at the final hurdle? Time will tell, as the results are due in any day now. We know that Flossie and Wrongway made the trip with only hours to spare. Was it enough? As soon as we know more, you'll know more, when which is more, we'll have a place to more, and maybe an equipment store near the core.
Yet again, aggression by the Federation, this time in Sirius, home of Marco Quent, has swept Hutton from peaceful trucking into bloody battles. Yet again plagued by not being able to actually find a fight to join, and by Lael being otherwise occupied and not able to provide missions, the team have been struggling to maintain our lead in Sirius. In a dastardly and underhanded attack, whilst we were scouring the system for a fight to pick, the EDF attacked Kappa One City in the hopes of forcing us to retreat from there unawares. There are rumours that the Galactic Real-Time Influence Monitoring and Collating Executive, or Grimace, have plans afoot to stamp out the effects of crime and smuggling on systems and give a welcome boost to bounty hunting. News as to when these changes will take effect is indicating that it's at least a month away, so in the meantime, everyone, keep ignoring the EDF.
Tragedy struck at Hutton Orbital this week as live pictures were released of Lael Wolf in the Hutton Infirmary, recovering from what appears to be a serious illness. Nurse Wyeth has traced the source of the illness to a bad batch of bogus Botox, which, when combined with Lael's special hair stubble dye, has left her looking like she has turned into a tiger, complete with ridiculous stripes, orange eyebrows, and the kind of temper that small animals know will end in a pathetic squeak, some crunching, and a tiger with a full belly. How this bad batch of Botox managed to be delivered to Hutton, how someone persuaded Lael that it was a good idea to try and recapture her youthful good looks, why on earth stubble-specific hair dye ended up on her eyebrows, and what Cecil thinks about all these changes are all a mystery to us. Not least of which is Cecil was seen leaving the station at speed with only the words, "I'll be back soon. I have things to do. Anyone seen my portable drinks cabinet?" There are rumours that the dyeing was an effort to make Lael's hair look a little more like that of our glorious leader, Alvin, and that the Botox was intended to solve all the frown lines caused by wayward truckers. We wish Lael well with her recovery, and sincerely hope that Nurse Wyeth can track down where these wayward chemicals came from.
After last week's news that the HoloMe projection system was stalled by a plague of galactic interns, this week the spillover has spread into the new multi-crew projection systems. Early test commanders reported that instead of the well-known faces of friendly commanders appearing in their cockpits, they have been joined by a pantheon of the most dastardly dictators, criminals and murderers the galaxy has ever seen. From Genghis Khan, through Hitler and on through Pol Pot, the entire Imperial family tree, the dastardly Don Antonacci, Jessica Fletcher, Ming the Merciless, Lex Luthor, whoever wrote Star Wars episodes 1 to 3, the program controller of any American TV channel that commissioned second seasons of science fiction dramas, the inventor of the little tear-off corners on packets of bacon, Barrett Holmes, the designer of that crazy roundabout in Hemel Hempstead, and even the entire population of Midsummer, these holo commanders appear to be under the control of some centralized evil master control program, which is intent on causing mayhem out in the galaxy. As a result, these upgrades have been postponed for a week, whilst the Pilots Federation, aided by Frontier Developments, work out what is going on.
And finally this evening, there are rumors circulating of mysterious things out there in space. Here at Hutton, we don't believe in anything we haven't seen, and we've seen things that you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion? We've watched beam lasers glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. We even know where the Tannhauser Gate is. It's just up the road from Tina's Le Cottage. What we're seeing is that mysterious things are everywhere, and commanders should beware mysterious things. However, as the saying goes, curiosity killed the cat, and Alvin doesn't like cats much, so keep your eyes peeled and maybe we'll see something mysterious soon. That was the news. We're Dick and Rudy, and
now we have a song for poor Lael. Join us for more after this.